Nestled in the green rolling hills of eastern Ohio, about halfway between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, Columbiana is farm country, mostly cows and chickens, so perhaps it's not surprising that community-minded projects tend to spring up organically, sometimes in the most literal way. Landscaper John Hipley always liked to putter around in his backyard. One year, he built an elaborate outdoor train set, complete with tunnels and a water wheel, then a life-size dollhouse, then a children's garden with a giant Monopoly board, a piano that you play by walking on it, like in the movie Big, and a yellow brick road surrounded by Wizard of Oz characters in honor of his girlfriend, Lynn, who died of cancer. Anyone is welcome to come and hang out. You can even hold your wedding there, free of charge. At the other end of town, and the other end of the helping hand spectrum, is an unusual warehouse. In 1987, a Sunday school teacher named Jim Kauchenauer, Sr., went searching for his alcoholic friend. Kauchenauer found him in a local dive bar called the Way Station, along with others in need of counsel. Kauchenauer became a teetotaling regular, setting up what he called his bar ministry. When the bar shut down, he bought the building that housed it and turned it into a clubhouse of sorts for people to come get sober with the help of a sympathetic ear. Cheers without the booze. The clubhouse eventually outgrew its original mission, and today the Way Station services include a thrift store, a food pantry, a support group, a treatment facility for teens addicted to drugs and alcohol, and a job center. There's not this not-in-my-backyard attitude. People genuinely care, says Vicki Ritterspa, Kauchenauer's daughter, who runs the Way Station. The beauty of Columbiana is that residents band together in good times and in bad. Like so many places in the industrial Midwest, the region has been hit hard by opioids. When the police department lamented that there wasn't enough money in the budget for a canine dog trained to snuff out drugs, the town folk took all 2 months to raise $60,000 to buy and train Kutzi, a German Shepherd. Girl Scout Troop 80191 sold a lot of cookies. Tornadoes, floods, fires, there's never a shortage of people who want to help, says Police Chief Tim Gladys. In fact, we often get more people than we can actually deploy or need.